Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The plan was a good one, and Nathan had given his approval. David would build a house for God. God, however, had not been consulted. So that evening, the Lord asked Nathan, would he be so kind as to return to the palace tomorrow to file some emendations to David's plan? Here was the agenda. First, quote, thus says the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in. 1 Chronicles 17, verse 4. That seems fairly straightforward. Secondly, quote, I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought up Israel, even to this day, but have gone from tent to tent. Have I ever spoken a word saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Verses 5 and 6. No, said the Lord, I've never complained. Third, would you ask David if it was his idea to leave the shepherding business and run for king? No, quote, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. Verse 7. This was my plan all along, said the Lord, so perhaps I can finish it. But this isn't all, David. People put away tents when they've arrived. But this journey is far from over. Why, there's a day coming when, quote, my people Israel may dwell in a place of their own and move no more, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more. Verse 9. This will be after you, quote, go to be with your fathers, verse 11. And I, said the Lord, will just carry on. You're not going to build me a house. Quote, I tell you that the Lord will build you a house, verse 10. True, your seed after you, who will be of your sons, he shall build me a house, verses 11 and 12. But David, I have much bigger plans than that. There is another son of David coming, of whom it will be said, quote, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. See Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5. His throne shall be established forever, verse 14. And by matchless grace, we can all be there.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.